Good Thursday. Today is the 4th of July, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, a lot of fun activities take place, but we're going to talk a little bit about some things to keep in mind for safety, especially as it applies to all things livestock. And coming up, talking about some of those different festivities we have with Chinese lanterns and the hazards they can present. We'll have the details on that and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Thursday morning, and first off, I want to wish everyone a happy 4th of July as we celebrate our nation's birthday. A lot of different activities and festivities going on today, so make sure you remember the reason we're celebrating due to all the sacrifices of those that gave us this great land, and it's up to us to make sure that we continue to honor their sacrifices. Also want to make sure as you're having those festivities, you keep a few things in mind. And one of those deals with the device that's called the Chinese lanterns that people like to light and watch glow in the night. And the concern with these is, especially this time of year, now we've had moisture, but when it's often dry, those things get lit. And once they take off, you never know where they're going to land. As they have an open flame, oftentimes those will land in a field. And if that's a dry wheat field, well, we all know that can cause problems. A lot of wheat has been harvested now, and so that's not as much a concern specifically in that regard, but it still could be if that is standing straw stubble that may be intended to be baled and it catches fire. Also a concern is for the livestock, as those have small wires that sort of hold the shape and frame, and those wires don't just burn up and disappear. They end up in the field, and if it's a hay field or if it's a wheat field being baled for straw, those get baled up, and if consumed by livestock, can cause what we call hardware death. Basically, they'll chew on that, possibly swallow it, but those wires obviously don't break down. They can puncture the stomach or different parts of the intestines and cause some internal issues. Obviously, that's not a good situation. So there's a lot of fun things you can use, but the Chinese lanterns are probably one that in agriculture we would wish you would just stay away from. Again, you launch them, you know where they go up, but you don't have any idea where they come down. Well, obviously, other things when it comes to safety as well with fireworks. If you're in an area where there are straw fields or things that are a little dry out there, make sure that you're paying attention to how those are launched, where those are launched, and any other activities you have. We want everybody to be safe. We want everybody to enjoy this holiday, but we also want to make sure that we don't do any property damage or cause issues in the fields. Also, some general safety reminders this time of year, as it is hot and humid out and a lot of straw and hay baling is going on, and that getting put up in barns and mounds. If you do it the old-fashioned way, manually moving those small squares around, then by all means, make sure you're taking frequent breaks and staying hydrated. If you're working the more modern way, I guess, with larger equipment, the larger bales or bale barons where we're binding them or different ways, all mechanized, be sure you pay attention because there's a lot of moving parts in those situations, a lot of equipment running around, and easy for someone to unintentionally get backed over or run into or equipment to be damaged. So with all the moving parts, remember, as we always say, if you're the operator of that piece of equipment, you're responsible not only for your own safety, but everybody that's around that operation. And again, at the end of the day, we want everybody to come home safe. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, it's no surprise if you've seen grocery prices, you're going to be paying a little bit more this year than last for those 4th of July hamburgers. USDA's Gary Crawford tells us more.
4th of July, that's when Liberty Bells ring and outdoor grillers sing.
I have a hamburger, baby.
Ooh, and not just one hamburger, baby. We saw one report that says on Independence Day alone, Americans are expected to eat 375 million hamburgers. So, how much on average will it cost to make one of those burgers? One analyst says,
just a slight increase from last year.
Just a slight increase. Megan Schweitzer tracks food prices for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and each year at this time, one of her jobs is to track the cost of your standard homemade cheeseburger and compare it to years past. So here are the ingredients. First, a quarter pound of ground beef, of course, and then
a slice of cheddar cheese, slice of tomato, slice of lettuce, and bread for the bun.
That's the cast of characters, and compared to last year at this time,
prices for our 4 ounces of ground beef rose by 5 cents. Prices for our 2 ounce slice of tomato rose by 1 cent. And then our 1 ounce of cheddar cheese declined by 2 cents. And prices of bread and lettuce stayed largely the same.
So let's make sense of that. Add it all up and compare it to last year.
All in total, the price of our burger rose by 4 cents.
To an expected
$2.22 per burger.
Last year, it was $2.18. So it looks like we'll be paying 1.8% more for that cheeseburger this year, which is a small increase considering last year the price was up over 5%.
And then looking back one more year, prices for these ingredients had risen about 11%.
Which was hamburger sticker shock for a lot of us. However, back to this year, Megan also tracks another ingredient that more and more of us like to add to our cheeseburgers.
Bacon! I smell bacon! Bacon!
That's right. And from last year to this year,
bacon rose by 7.6%. So that increase would have added 3 more cents to the cost of a burger.
Taking the cost up to $2.65. It was $2.58 a year ago, so that's an increase of 2.7%. So on the 4th of July, Americans will likely spend over $994 million just on hamburgers. This is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a happy and safe 4th of July.